irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Monday, April 20th. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Yes. Oh, as always. You taking pictures or?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, we like pictures, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. The newspaper was here last week. They took a million pictures.
Yes.
And they only included a couple in the article. And unfortunately, your picture did not make it.
It did not.
And mine made it twice, which I don't understand why.
Well, you own the station.
Yeah, but still, you know, I guess the article was mostly about me, but I felt kind of like, you know, I mean, They were interested in the whole thing and everything, obviously, and they wanted to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But they wrote about some things that I wish they hadn't. And
like,
you know,
what?
Like, I don't know. He asked me, well, who's your competition? And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, there's not really anything there. And I felt pressed to give an answer. So I did. I gave him the name of a station that stole our name. And A terrible place, but someone that stole our name, and I don't know why they put it in the article.
Well, because that adds to the story.
Right, because it is a business story, and they want to attack it from all directions, you know, so I can understand that. But what's amazing is that how, you know, and it's usually with articles of people that write about you or report about you, how they hang on to certain things and stuff that you don't think are important.
Yeah.
Or to you, they're not as big a priority.
Right.
But for them, it is. You know, so you never know what a story is going to come out like.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. We're talking about the story they did on us on the San Fernando Valley Business Journal. And I, for one, am proud about it. You know, they were here. Was it here last week? It was last week,
right? I think it was two weeks
ago. Before. The week before?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, today's the 20th, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, happy 420.
Yeah, that's true. It is 420. Mm-hmm. So we'll get that to that in a moment. But so for those of you, you know, if you're not local, you're probably not going to read this because they have it behind a paywall, too. So if you don't have the subscription, you won't be able to read the story. But for the most part, you know, they covered our station, what we do. Our shows and everything. We had him sit here for an hour with us, which was fun.
Yep, we interviewed him.
Right. And then we let him interview us on the air as well.
Yes.
So that was fun, you know. And but the most encouraging thing, so the funny thing was is that it's not supposed to be released until today. But I went on the website. I said, I'm wondering if the story is like already there. So I went and looked at the latest issue, and sure enough, it was there, you know, on Sunday night already, Saturday night.
Yeah.
So I got to take a quick peek at it. And, you know, I mean, I was just heartened by all the response on Facebook. I mean, I've never gotten so many likes in my life, you know. Between the posts, I got over like 150 likes, which is very unusual. I mean, I never get that many.
Well, that's great. That means people support you.
It does mean that. And it's really nice. You know, I mean, always some people you can always count on, you know, to be there for you, which is a great thing. And then some people that you don't really know exist, you know.
Yeah.
And they write to you and stuff. So that's pretty cool. I get some emails. And it's not even out yet, you know. So that should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, at least they mentioned you, which I'm happy about.
They did.
You know, and, but, yeah, I mean, they took 1,000 pictures. I was really curious as to which ones they were going to use. The ones they picked of me, I'm not that happy about. But then again, you know, people see what you don't see.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. People sometimes you got to trust in other people.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I've had photographers, you know, do headshots and stuff for me. And I'm like, you know what? You pick. Edit what you want. Send me back what you think is the best of me, because they have an eye that I don't have. We're also most picky about ourselves. So
yeah, and not only that, but we only see ourselves in certain angles. You know, we don't really see the whole picture.
Yeah,
only other people do. So that's why we never look like we think we do on video and stuff, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah. Last night we went to the Hollywood Improv, so took a lot of pictures there. Our host, Sheena Middle, did a party there for the third time, and she has a daily show here, and she brings in like a lot of celebrities and guests and stuff, and so she always throws things there, and she had like a birthday bash, and it was fun, you know. She always brings in like child stars from the 70s, 80s.
Cool.
Yeah, things like that. So there are a few people that I knew, but you know, if you're a young generation, you probably like the Love Boat and stuff, you probably never got to see that. And things like that. Last time she had Corey Feldman on, and he's pretty funny. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was a child actor also, but he's all over the place. And man, does he have a following of beautiful women, let me tell you.
Still?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know how old he is. He's got to be in his 40s, right?
Yeah.
At least. He looks very young. I got to admit that, you know. He looks like in his late 20s, early 30s at most. But he was here the other day, brought this gorgeous woman with him. I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, yeah, it pays to be famous. It really does. Because people will be with you, you know. I guess it's better to be famous and rich, though, than to be famous and poor, right?
I guess. I guess
that makes sense. Because some people are famous and poor. I'm not saying Corey Feldman is, but
right.
I'm saying sometimes people are very famous. They don't have a penny to their name.
Yes.
You know? So, I don't know. I mean, I've always wondered what it's like to be famous like that. You know, where you go and people don't leave you alone.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing after you get used to it. Might be nice in the beginning, you know.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I
just don't feel for people that are celebrities that complain about their fame and how people, you know, it's like, come on, man. That's part of the business, you know.
Right.
And don't tell me you didn't want to be famous and successful. You know, it's bullshit.
It's par for the course. But also, I mean, I think people also don't know what it's going to be like until they are it. And then when they have it, maybe they rethink that.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I can see how it would be a pain in the ass to wherever you go, people are like chasing you and bothering you and stuff.
But yeah.
At the same time, I wouldn't mind that for a while, you know. Everybody that wants to be loved, I think, would be okay with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have a guest in here, but they contacted me last night at 9 o'clock to say that she's not going to make it. She's an artist, a singer, and I guess she's been recording in the studio for 3 days and been pretty tired and stuff. So, okay, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was that. We went for... So last night... there was a couple of things that happened there, but I don't remember. Yeah, I was like... I had a couple of drinks and stuff, but I wasn't drunk or anything. It just... I wasn't really focusing on a lot of the talk and stuff there.
Oh.
You know, I had a lot of things going on in my mind at the time.
Well, was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun and, you know, interviews and stuff. And, you know, she's funny and she's cool. And she brought in, like I said, some of the people that I know, some people that I don't know. And it was fun. I mean, to me, what's amazing is for a person to be able to fill, you know, like a room with maybe 100, 200 people. You know, it's not easy. And for the third time, too. So... that's pretty cool. I don't think I could do that. I couldn't even bring 5 people together. Are you kidding me? So that's pretty admirable, you know. I think when I see people pull that many people, it's pretty cool. And it's not like she's a stand-up comic or anything. But you can imagine with so many guests over the years and stuff that she'd have a lot of people coming, you know.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then, let's see, Saturday night we went for sushi at Katsuya.
Nice.
Yeah. Have you been to the Katsuya in Studio City at all?
No.
No, because there's a few of them, right?
Yeah.
And they're not even all the same, I think. No. Many of them are like different ownership and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you like sushi, right?
Love.
Yeah? What's your favorite sushi place?
I have a couple. I love Sushi Park. I love, oh my God, what's the one that is all over the place? Sugarfish.
Sugarfish, I've never seen that one.
Love it. There's like a bunch of them.
Really?
I love Izakaya on 3rd Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica?
No,
the one in Hollywood.
West Hollywood, yeah.
West Hollywood, right.
Yeah.
I know. I love Hollywood. I mean, I was there twice over the weekend. I just love it. There's so much stuff happening, you know?
Yep.
In the valley here, man, after 9 o'clock in the evening, forget about it. There's nothing going on. And then you go to Hollywood and you got all these young people having a blast, walking. Nobody walks here, you know?
Right. Well, but in Hollywood, much more spread out walk. Over yeah. here.
I know.
Well, people walk on like the busier streets.
We're here?
Yeah.
Barely.
Like on Ventura and things like that?
Yeah, just from their car to the stores. I'm telling you, not many people take walks. And like you said, it's very spread out. There's not like certain areas. I mean, there are a couple places in town where people actually gather to walk, like the promenade and stuff, or the Grove. But for the most part, you know, that's the only places where people walk, you know. Mm-hmm. You have City Walk at Universal Studios, which is nice. But again, you know, I mean, you have to go there, pay $20 in parking just to walk around stores.
Yeah.
You know? But I like going there. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you like Universal Studios?
No.
Have you been?
I mean, I like it. And if you're going to a theme park, sure, I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't like to be around the masses.
That's right. That's what you said. So that's why you don't even go to the movies to see movies.
Right.
And those are not masses, I mean, in the movies, you know.
If I could do something in the comfort of my own home or around people I want to be around,
right.
I'd rather do that.
Wow, that's amazing, because you do go out a lot and stuff, you know. So it's a dichotomy type of thing, you know. I think where on the one hand, you'd rather not go out and be around people, but then you do.
Well, I go out with my friends.
Right.
And so I'm with them.
But you don't stay in with them, that's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, I do some. Also,
yeah,
we do both.
Right,
we had a busy weekend this weekend.
Really,
all of us, yeah.
Wow, what'd you guys do?
Went out Friday night, Saturday. I was busy with my family in the morning. We celebrated my cousin's birthday at Sky Zone, and then we went and had lunch in a park, and then we got frozen yogurt, and then I went to my friend's pool party. Then I went to dinner with two girlfriends. Then we went and met up with all my friends that were at the pool party later.
Wow, so you need time management just for your weekend.
And I do it. I do
you
it well.
Do.
And yesterday I had lunch with a girlfriend. Then I went and hung out with my friend and her grandma.
Look at you, social butterfly.
Yep. Busy. Did it all.
Well, that's pretty cool. What can I say? You know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, though.
It is,
pretty
huh?
tired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know. I'm tired, too, but for different reasons. Yeah. So we'll see. I'm still debating whether to take a trip or not, but it's probably not going to happen, at least not when you're going.
Yeah.
Might happen after that or something, so we'll take a couple of days off, but I don't know. I really want to be in Hawaii. That's where I want to be.
Go. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. Got to find somebody.
Why don't you take one of your kids?
Good idea, because they both work now, and they have school, too, so it's going to be hard. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go, you don't go during the season, it's hard to find people that can get away.
Yeah.
You know. And, I mean, I was thinking I could just go and friggin' lie on the beach all day for a couple of days, but, man, I don't think I'm going to like it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm okay doing things by myself. I've traveled alone, you know. I was in Amsterdam and I was in London and stuff, so... You know, I've been on my own a couple of times, and, you know, you can have fun, but it's not as much fun as when you're with a friend or something.
Right.
You know, with a group. No doubt about it. But, you see, that's the thing, though. In Amsterdam, you can meet people all the time because you go into the bars, into the coffee shops, and, you know, and everybody's, like, foreign there anyway. So, you know, you get, like, millions of accents and stuff there, and you just go and you start talking to people. So I was never bored there, you know, when I went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends where you go, I guess. So, Yeah, so just on the article, there was a couple things here. Well, they called you my sidekick.
Yes.
Which is cool, I guess. Whatever, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know what else. I guess that's a cute way of saying co-host.
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, they latched on to some details that I thought were not important. But, again, they have an angle, and that's how they have to present the story. And I just want to thank Mark Madler for taking the time to write about us.
Yeah.
And it only shows me that it's encouraging. You know, if you go out there, all you have to do is ask sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Because I wonder, you know, sometimes people bring in a celebrity guest and stuff. It's like, how did you get them? Well, I asked, you know. I just contacted them. So that's a good idea, you know. Although I never do that because we always have guests coming to us. But sometimes I was thinking we should actually go after people that we want to interview, you know.
Right.
Why not? People are just eager to talk about themselves anyway. So,
it's true.
You know.
Never hurts to ask.
Yeah. That's true.
All that can happen is they say no.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst thing that can happen, you know?
Yep.
And that's okay, but, you know, when you get a no from a beautiful chick, man, that's hard to take. So it's not the same, you know? So it depends, you know, you got to think about the risks you're taking.
I guess.
Yeah.
Not everybody fears rejection.
Yeah, that's true. Now, my question is, did you guys go out and test out the new theory we have?
We actually talked about doing that and then didn't need to because people just came up to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Excuse me. So you were popular.
Just this weekend. I don't know what was going on, but yeah.
See, it's the vibe maybe. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Good. Maybe you just give... an impression of like, okay, we're together, but we're approachable.
Well,
sort of thing.
We were with a big group, so I don't know how that all happened, but we did meet people. It was fun. It was a really fun weekend.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I was thinking you should invite more of your friends here. You seem to have very cool friends, you know.
So I do.
You have a lot of them, so... Line them up, you know,
right.
Bring them in. If they're all as much fun as Lauren, why not, you know?
They are all as much fun.
And also, what was her name? Your other friend that was here.
Caitlin,
thank you. Yeah, she was fun too.
Thanks.
Yeah. I saw she went to Mexico, huh?
She did.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I try and surround myself with good people.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I mean, they say in Hebrew there's a proverb that says, tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are.
Yep. You are so the company you keep.
Yeah, there you go. That's a different way of saying that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I like proverbs from different languages because some of them make sense that in English they sound poetic, you know?
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty cool, although it's unusual. Yeah. So today is 4/20.
Yes.
I'm not quite prepared for it yet. I was hoping to make a big party of this. But I think what I'm going to do is make the rounds of dispensaries and see what they're giving away. Some people have food and some people just give you gifts and things like that. And just be with like-minded people might not be a big thing. You know, I mean, might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's a way to meet people.
Yeah. So just in time for that, there's a new app called, it's like a Tinder app for pot smokers.
How does it work?
It's called Hi There with Hi, H-I-G-H.
Okay.
And the way it works is you can look for dates or other like-minded people, you know. So they're just saying that the questions they ask you are different from the dating apps, obviously, like an OkCupid or Tinder.
Probably so. More...
Yeah, like what do you prefer, smoking or edibles? And if you're high energy or low energy.
Fascinating. Listen, I think that's good to have more of like a niche dating site because you're already weeding out all the people that don't smoke.
Right.
So
weeding out, yeah, no pun intended
exactly.
There, right? Yeah. But no, you're right, you know, and I mean, I wouldn't mind finding people that also like to smoke. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Might be a good idea.
Have you heard of the product Spice? It's like a synthetic pot.
Yes, I have. And people have been hurt by it, right?
People have been hospitalized because of it.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy. Why do people do this stuff?
Well, because that's like legal. So I'm sure they're thinking, well, if it's legal, it should be okay. And then I won't get in trouble.
These kids, since when do they care about it being legal, you know?
Well, who knows if it's kids or not?
Well, I think it is mostly.
Really? You
know? Yeah. Adults are not going to do stupid things like that anyway. But
I don't know that that's true.
But I remember an article about it.
Adults do plenty of stupid things.
No, they do. But, you know, I mean, given the option between real pot and this, you know, it's a no-brainer. And, you know, this is just becoming mainstream, you know. I mean, last night on CNN, they had two shows on pot back to back.
Yeah. And what were they about?
One was called Weed 3 with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who, you know, obviously did two of them before that. And they follow people that are using medical marijuana to see how it's helping them and stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So in one of them, they showed a young girl that had seizures, like probably like 20 a day.
Wow.
Can you imagine having like a, you know, like a 3-year-old who has... you know, who is this guy looking for?
I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody just walked in here. Our engineer's not here yet. But that's okay. He'll realize there's nobody here and he'll leave. I hope. He's going to disappear into the bowels of our station.
Should you see who it is?
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's a guy that works here. Oh. Maybe he came to look at the air conditioning or something.
Awesome.
Yeah. So with the 420 thing, what was I saying?
You were going to go to different dispensaries?
No, that was 5 minutes ago. The show.
Yes.
The show, okay. So the girl with the seizures, and it's so painful to watch, you know, because, I mean, you look at the parents and they're like, they don't know what to do and stuff. And they discover that marijuana and actually strain that's not high in THC, so it doesn't really get you high, but it's high in what they call CBD, which is more the therapeutic part of the plant. And they give it to her not through smoking but through drops or something, and they're saying now she has seizure maybe a couple of months or something.
Oh, I feel like you said that the other day.
You know, I mean, yeah, maybe I did, but that's the amazing thing is that it is powerful, and that's why they're pursuing this. And the doctor, you know, when he first started the series, he said how he used to oppose it and everything, and then he apologized and corrected himself. And he said, you know, I apologize for demonizing it like everybody else and stuff. But so they showed that. Last night's episode, they showed a U.S. soldier with post-traumatic shock. And I mean, this guy, it's like, you know, he tells you about the depression and the anxiety and, the, you know, after all the things he's seen in battle. And you can imagine that it doesn't go away, you know, it stays with you, all these images,
yeah.
You know. And, I mean, we could see in, like, American Sniper and stuff what they have to deal with. And, you know, to see your friends being torn apart and stuff, it's like... you know, I guess you never get over it. So apparently, you know, pot makes him feel better, be able to deal with it better. And so, you know, he's also moved, I think, to California so he can have it legally, you know. And so that's why they're talking about how important it is to have this available. And they haven't even made it legal for research until recently. So, you know, but I think it's reached a critical mass now where it's just a question of time where at least medically it'll be legal in the entire country, you know. And, but, you know, I mean, we won't deny this. Many people that do get their recommendation from a doctor do it for recreational use, mm-hmm. Including myself for the most part, although I will say it's helped me tremendously mentally. But, you know, so some people use it for that, but there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And you hear in the dispensary, they tell them, well, this is the kind of high you can expect and all that stuff. And it makes it more like scientific, you know what you're getting. It's not like on the street and stuff. So what's wrong with that, you know? You're keeping it behind doors. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on in the world, man? So I need to try this app, Hi There.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Find some friends who will smoke with me.
There you go. Maybe you can find a friend and then you guys can go on vacation.
Yeah, there you go. And get high on Maui Waui there in Hawaii. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have bed bugs. It's not bugs at all.
Really?
Yeah. It turns out I have a virus that is causing a rash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow. Oh, so you went to the doctor to see what those bites were
on Friday. I went to the doctor so that they could tell me if it was bites or if it was a rash or an allergy or what. And he immediately sent me to the dermatologist downstairs, and she knew what it was, and she said, it's a virus. It goes away within like 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
There's nothing I can do about it. There's not really an explanation.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the funny thing is that it's not your immediate reaction to say, I'll call a doctor, you know, because you think you have those bugs or something.
Right. Know, well, I'm also not somebody that runs to the doctor.
Yeah.
I never go to the doctor. So, like, apparently I was run down or sick, and she was like, you had to have been sick because that's how this, like, comes on, and then you get a virus. She's like, were you sick? And I was like, I probably was and just didn't know because I don't pay attention to that stuff and I keep on going.
Right.
I'm just busy. So, and I can get through it. Like, I might be run down, but it's not the end of the world. I don't take a sick day because of it, you know?
Right.
So I just keep going and take vitamins and go on with my business. So now I actually feel run down.
Yeah, but you must feel extremely good, though, that you don't have to deal with any bugs.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. It was like a weight that was lifted because I was really upset about that.
I know, and it makes you feel uncomfortable. I mean, it's like...
Totally.
Yeah.
So now that I know my apartment's not infested, people can come over again.
Good for you.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering, how can it be? You know, it's not like you have animals or anything there.
No,
you know,
and even the exterminators were like, your apartment's immaculately clean.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How could they know when they deal with little bugs like that, I wonder? You know, because sometimes, like, termites you can tell, but bed bugs, how can they see them?
They're big enough to see.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're the size of, like, the tip of a pen.
Really?
Yeah. You can definitely see
them. That's gross, man.
It's so gross. And they're, like, the biggest ordeal. You have to remove, like, the electrical sockets. You have to clear everything out. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder how they originate, though. Where did they come from?
Well, there wasn't an issue with them for a while. They were, like, eradicated. But then because, I don't know, they just came back somehow.
Yeah.
People that
like
travel
in New
bring
York,
them.
Some time ago, not too long ago, they had a problem, I remember.
Yeah. Like an infestation. I guess in West Hollywood, in some of the hotels, they're having issues with it. So then somebody gets them and then they spread them.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Now I like will second guess everybody.
Yeah.
So I went to Sky Zone with my family on Saturday, and it's like a trampoline place, and people are just bouncing around having a good time. And then there's an area where there's a pit where it's like those little like foamy squares that are in a pit that you can jump into and land on the foamy squares, and you jump off a trampoline into it. I was like, there's no chance I'm going in there. That place is probably ridden with bed bugs.
Yeah.
I'm not going into a pit of foam that other children are jumping into.
Yeah. Wow.
Who knows what they carry?
I know.
Now I'm at least more conscious of it, so who knows?
Oh, God. Oh,
and wow. I'm not like a germaphobe by any means, but now I'm just going to be way more aware.
Yeah. I know. And kids carry head lice with them and everything. Yeah, I don't recommend hanging around other people's kids.
No. Because, kids get sick from each other,
right.
And then they bring it home.
Right.
So.
I know. And they bring it to school with them. And
yeah.
My God. Yeah. You know what I started seeing around is little dolls of Mr. Bill. Do you know Mr. Bill?
No.
Okay. Mr. Bill used to be on SNL a long time ago. Very long time ago. It was a clay character. And they gave him a voice like, oh, no, Mr. Bill. And so what they would do is they would abuse this character on the camera. So, you know, they'd like throw him into boiling water and off buildings and things like that. So it was always like they were being like sadistic with this character, which is made of clay.
Uh-huh.
So it was so funny to watch it. It was a cultural thing at the time. I remember everybody talked about Mr. Bill. And so now I'm starting to see them popping up everywhere. I don't understand why.
Weird. I need to see what it looks like. I'm going to Google it.
I know. Yeah, Mr. Bill, it's funny. He's like white and red. All primary colors like Google.
Mr. Bill. SNL. Okay. Oh, I've never seen that.
Never seen it, huh?
No.
I know. You'd have to see one of the sketches, though. I mean, it is just so... Because it's stupid, you know? It was so stupid that it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
To see how they're abusing this doll, this clay doll.
Poor guy.
I know. So I don't know why it's popping up. I just saw it here on the screen, so I thought I'd mention that. But it was funny.
Interesting. I wonder why it's back.
Yeah, I don't know, but I went to like Carney's where they have those chili dogs. They had it there. I went, I think I was at the dispensary. I saw it there. And then I saw it at another place, another store. I don't remember where. God, I can't breathe this morning, man. Oh, it's so dry outside.
You know what they told people in Chino to stay home, that if you have allergies, because there's like a forest fire.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that,
so,
of the fire.
Yeah, there's like an actual warning. They're like, people with allergies, stay home, because if you go out,
yeah,
you will get the feeling of allergies.
Yeah. You see, I don't really get allergies, but my nose gets clogged when it's like dry outside, you know?
Well, that's allergies.
It's really dry. Okay.
Everybody feels the effects of Santa Ana winds and yeah. of the dryness.
I know. Makes you itchy and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I put lotion on and I still get itchy. Go figure that out. I don't know. But yeah, I enjoy Hollywood, man. Hollywood is cool.
Yeah.
How did you choose to live there? I mean, did you know the area when you moved here?
I mean, well, everyone's heard of Hollywood.
No, I know. But how did you know that you wanted to live there?
Well, when I moved here, I lived in the Palisades for 6 months with my family.
With your family.
And then I moved to a friend's apartment that was in, Robertson and Olympic.
Okay.
So she lived there. And then from there...
Definitely a Jewish area, right?
Yeah. And she's not Jewish. And I didn't live there because I'm Jewish. She happened
just
to be
so
there.
So happened, yeah.
So then from there... one of my girlfriends that I was living with, well, we just go out a lot. So we were, know the areas. And we were in, I guess, Beverly Hills adjacent. So West Hollywood wasn't very far from there. And it was a better area to live in.
Yeah.
So that's how I've been in West Hollywood now for 6 years.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, because there is action there, you don't have to go far.
No, and all my friends live in the area, so it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to move to the West Side, but... I want everyone to move to the West Side. So it's going to be a while before that happens.
It's not a bad drive, though. You know what I mean?
Well, it is when you're going out.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if I don't want to be the only one over there, and then all my friends are in West Hollywood.
That's true, yeah. Then you have to drive alone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why they say that people that live on the West Side stay on the West Side, and people that live in on the East Side stay on the East Side.
Right, because the traffic can be bad on those streets.
And you don't drink and drive, and an Uber is going to cost a lot of money, and you just stay where your life is.
Right. What's the rate for Uber? Do you know? Like, how much does it cost?
I don't know, but
is
it's less
per
than
miles
a cab
or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a base fare, and then it's per mile, but it's much less than a cab.
Yeah. No, I know. I see cabs and I feel so bad for them. I mean, they're like going out of business too.
Yeah. At least with Uber X, it's like so cheap.
Yeah.
I can get everywhere for $4.
Really?
Yeah. Everywhere I go.
What's Uber X?
So Uber is like a black car service that you request on your phone, but they have a version of it where you can select an Uber X, which is a person that comes. Like, have you heard of Lyft?
Yes.
So it's like that. Like a person comes in their own car and gets you.
I thought Uber's like that.
No, that's Uber X. The X is that version. Then Uber itself is black cars.
Black cars?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like a
they're painted
town
black?
Car. No. Like a town car or like an SUV. They're like when you have a driver and they show up in a black car. It's like a nicer, like,
yeah.
It's a service, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the main Uber one, or is that the UberX?
No. That's okay. Uber. UberX is the person that shows up in their own car.
I see.
Their
okay.
personal car.
So that's usually what happens, though, right? Usually people in their own car.
It's a better deal, so yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what I always see. I mean, I see people pick up people all the time. It's like, and you know it's Uber. Yeah. But it's not nice cars or anything.
Sometimes it is. I've been picked up in a Mercedes before or a Lexus. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or I guess BMW. Everybody needs the money, right?
Yeah. And people can make a ton of money doing it. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. I wonder how much money they can make on this.
A lot.
Yeah?
Just depends how often you drive and what times and, you know.
Huh. Interesting. Did you hear about this? The Target started carrying a designer line from Lilly Pulitzer.
Yep.
And I guess there's a shopping frenzy from it.
Yeah, it sold out already.
Sold out in like hours, right?
It happens that way, though. They did that with Missoni, too, and they've done it with a bunch of different designers.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, the more popular designers sell out quicker.
Right.
And then they start selling the stuff on eBay, and it costs more than almost the regular brand of, the designer costs.
Right. Okay, so that's why a lot of people do this probably, is just to resell it, huh?
To, like, go buy it, you mean?
Yeah, they go buy it, and then they go and sell it to someone else on eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's crazy, because, I guess the prices are pretty good, right? I mean, they're saying for something that costs $300, they charge, like, $40.
Right.
Things like that.
Well,
I guess this is like a line made especially for Target, right? It's not like you could buy it somewhere else.
No.
For
like you can buy Lilly Pulitzer, but it costs
but
a lot
not
more.
Those, right? Not those particular, not that particular line or something.
Exactly.
Probably. And and then Target says we don't expect any more anytime soon. So a 250 piece collection, that's pretty big.
That's huge.
I know. I never heard of this designer, but I guess
it's like a beachy kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, like flowery prints and
bright things
and stuff.
It's very preppy.
Yeah. Now, when you go clothes shopping, do you look at the name of the designer when you buy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You feel that some fit you better than others?
Yeah, and also like quality and if you're going to spend money, obviously, I can get a designer. I would rather that because then it might last longer.
Right. But I wonder if that's true, though. I wonder.
It is
a perception.
For some. No, I mean, there's, if it lasts long, it lasts long. And then people talk about it and then the brand's good.
Right.
And then their clothes last long. So.
Right. Okay. I don't know if I want to wear clothes that long, though, I mean, I realize after a few months, clothes start to not look as good as when they did when they were new.
Right.
So you have to think about these things if you really want it to last. But I know what you're saying. I mean, if you have the option, you want to get better quality material and everything. Yeah. So I have no problem with that. But sometimes it just costs way too much.
Yes.
And it's crazy that people spend that kind of money.
Right. Like I wouldn't buy something just for the name, but it's something I factor into my thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Some people are into that. I'm not so much into labels and stuff, but I have noticed when I get more expensive jeans, people notice them.
They notice how you look in them or they notice that you're wearing the more expensive jeans?
Yeah. They're saying, I don't know if they realize it's more expensive. They're just saying, oh, nice jeans, nice pants.
Well, the better brands are cut better. Like it's the style and like the quality and
yeah, they have certain designs and the color, the way the color comes out on the jeans. I mean, because jeans have so many different shades to them.
Right.
So you have to find ones that you like, and then they change their color after you buy them. Because I like dark jeans. I don't like them really, like worn out and stuff. Some people like that style. I like it more, like, clean and neat and stuff, but yeah, but then they lose the color and then they become like everything else, So, what are you going to do? We're in radio. Did you hear this? I mean, my friend sent me an email, and then I'm seeing this here too. Norway is going to become the first nation to shut down FM radio. So, no more FM radio there. They're going to use all digital broadcasting.
Why are they doing that?
because they figure that FM costs a lot of money compared to digital. And I don't know if by digital they mean through the internet like we do, or some, or maybe something like satellite radio, like Sirius.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that would be, yeah, but maybe that's just a precursor to what's going to happen here eventually, you know. And, I mean, because look, they don't have much to offer anymore, you know. The thing is, we came along and we can do everything they do for a lot less money.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody had satellite radio, let's say, in their car.
Yeah.
Or had Wi-Fi in their car. Right. They could stream everything.
Right. And you don't even need Wi-Fi in your car. You just need a data plan.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. When we started, I thought, there'll be internet radio in cars when we get Wi-Fi in cars. But then the iPhone came out, and we started realizing we don't need Wi-Fi because we already have phones that can connect us everywhere.
Yeah, I seem to be using a lot of my data these days.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Periscope is killing me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine it would suck up a lot of bandwidth.
Yeah, to the Periscope, point where people on Periscope are like, you're using all your data. I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, because you let it go almost for the whole hour the other day.
Well, I'm connected to the Wi-Fi here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. Yeah. They're talking a lot about Star Wars still. I don't know how people can get so much into it when, I mean, I can understand, you know, wanting to see it, people loving it, being like, but this is like a geeky thing, you know, for nerds. And although many people like Star Wars, including myself, I don't get into it, like go to the conventions and stuff, you know, I mean, it's too much. And people made a big deal out of the trailer and everything. I don't know. I guess it just brings back memories for people.
To each his own.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but it looks pretty good. I mean, you know, the trailer. Because if you know what's going on there, then there's a story.
Yeah.
You know, and they're continuing the story, I guess. But what's amazing to me is how Hollywood never runs out of ideas for movies, you know?
Right.
Or harder yet is TV shows, you know, because you have to keep coming up with new plots every week.
Yep.
And where do all these stories come from? And you want to make sure you don't sound like another show, you know. So there's a lot of stories out there, you know.
There's still an endless supply of stories.
Yeah, scripts.
The same thing, though, with books. Like, how do people even write books?
Right.
Haven't all the books been written? But no, it's just different people with different history and different experiences, and also innovation and technology changes and things like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, even that there's a show called Selfie.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good show by any means, but it's a show. And it's based on a girl that is very vain. It's a remake of Pride and Prejudice or it's some remake of a show, of a movie from a million years ago or a book from a million years ago. And it like takes the, like Eliza Doolittle. What's that? What story is she from?
Liza Doolittle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so they turn that character into this girl that is very vain in modern day. And, it's that character living in today. So they made a whole TV show about it and how she always takes selfies. And she has no, you know, connection to the outside world. And she's very self-involved. So thank God for remakes, you know. There's plenty of stories that can be redone.
Yeah. I know. I mean, these selfies are like the ultimate selfish thing. I got to tell you, you know. People just like, they love to see themselves.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Facebook is full of that stuff. And some people obviously more than others. But some people think they're the hottest shit. But I guess that's a good thing if you feel confident about yourself.
The thing, though, is it confidence or is it a need for validation?
Yeah.
I think that you can tell the difference between the things like, a girlfriend of mine said on Saturday night, she said, if you want more followers, you need to post these kinds of pictures. Selfies, you know, you wearing scandalous clothes, things like right. that. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not that person and I don't need it that badly.
Right. Then who needs the likes, you know? It's just, yeah.
Well, some people do and that's what makes them happy. And also, I mean, there is something to be said for somebody with a big following because they have a bigger outreach. So brands will reach out to them to promote their businesses and give them free stuff.
Right. No, I mean, that's true. But at the same time, you know, it's like, but to get... but just to get likes for things like that, I don't get it.
Well, know? It's not me. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
And I said that to her. I said, I have no interest in selling my soul. I don't need likes that bad.
Right.
And I don't need free things that badly. I'd rather organically get it or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I'm not posting a selfie of me, like, with duck lips, like how girls do that. It's just, like, we get it. You think you look pretty today and you want everybody else to tell you you do. So you need that kind of validation. I don't.
No, huh?
No.
I know. Well, you know, and like we said last week, you know, many of those beautiful women will tell you about, oh, no, it's about inner beauty, and it just doesn't sound right.
But it is truthful. Like, if somebody is beautiful on the inside,
right.
It radiates.
No, that's true. But for people that are beautiful on the outside to tell you that, it's as though they're trying to make you, it's like condescending in a way, I think. You know.
A little bit. Or maybe they want to feel like somebody that is beautiful on the outside also, let's just say they were born that way, doesn't want to just be judged for that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I, the grass is always greener. Everybody right. wants something else. So
yeah. And unless you're a major narcissist, you don't get too involved in how you look and stuff, you know, and whether you like yourself because of the way you look.
I mean, I know tons of pretty people that feel shitty on the inside.
Yeah.
And no matter how pretty they are on the outside, they don't feel that way.
Right. I know. Well, what can you do, you know?
People have their issues.
Yeah. Now, this woman, finally, she just ate 3 72-ounce steaks in 20 minutes. So that's like... okay, so she's a 124-pound mother of four. And she, I guess they're saying she's a pro on the competitive eating circuit.
Uh-huh.
So some people are pros at this. I guess they practice how to eat a lot.
Uh-huh.
So check out what she had in 20 minutes. So it's the three steaks. Each one is 72 ounces. You know how big a steak that is?
No.
That's huge. When you go to a store, I mean, when you go to the restaurant to get a steak, it's probably like, 8 ounces or something, you know, maybe 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is three of those. Three baked potatoes. That alone, I don't know what she put in her stomach. Three side salads, three rolls, and three shrimp cocktails.
Good Lord.
I know. And she far outpaced her rivals.
What does she win for this?
They're saying this is 13 pounds of steak, not counting the sides. What were you saying?
What did she win?
Oh, I don't know. It did take 20 minutes. I don't know what she wins. I think money. They're holding something here, $5,000, I think.
Yeah. How does she burn off all that?
Yeah, she won $5,000. It was in Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what people will do for money, but also...
I know.
How do you burn off the 13 pounds of meat you just ate? I guess she probably has a good metabolism.
Yeah.
124-pound woman. That is not a very big woman.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine her being able to eat all this, but obviously she can, and she did. But, you know, I mean, with steak, I can see that. I mean, when the steak is good, you can eat a lot of it. Or I can.
Was it a good quality?
But you don't eat red meat, right?
No.
So you don't relate.
I also don't eat that much food, so.
Yeah. I know, I don't either. But she, what were you asking? Were the steaks good?
Yeah, where was this? Like, what restaurant? Was it a good quality restaurant even?
Oh, I don't know if it was a restaurant. Yeah, a Texan steak ranch in, big Texan steak ranch in Amarillo, Texas. Yeah.
Wait, it was in Texas? I thought you said Sacramento.
No, they're saying that she now lives in Sacramento. So I don't know what the story is. Why do we need to know she's in both places?
Because maybe she went to Texas for the competition?
Yeah, but they're saying that she now lives in Sacramento, whatever that means.
How recent of a story is
this? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know? I mean, it seems to me like it just happened.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a story. Crazy people doing crazy things.
There you go. It's the next movie.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to have a good guest. Cheryl is going to be here. She's also a host here on the station.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting lady. Very much fun. So And I know she's going to show up, unlike some guests we have. But we'll try and reschedule this. It does happen. I just don't like when it's last minute.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Jen, have a great day.
You too. We'll Happy 420.
Yes, and let's get some rest. We're both sleepy.
Yes.
All right, everybody. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.